Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
Now, a report by the Human Rights Commission into homelessness in Northern Ireland is to be handed over to the United Nations in Geneva this week. It's highlighting how Northern Ireland has the highest rate of homelessness, and indeed, it's the highest rate of any other region in the United Kingdom. Les Allenby is the Chief Commissioner, and he's on the line. Les Allenby, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank.
Northern Ireland homelessness highlighted at the UN, and very much an embarrassment when it comes to per head of population across the UK. What in UN terms is the definition of homelessness?
Well, this is the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, and amongst the rights are the right to an adequate standard of living, a right to a decent health, and the right to housing. So it's the right to housing that we have focused on, and that's on the basis that almost 40,000 households are on the Northern Ireland Housing Executive waiting list, and of those, nearly 23,000 are people in housing stress, and we have more than 11,000 people recognised, or 11,000 households recognised as statutorily homeless. We are performing very badly in terms of housing supply, in terms of building the number of houses in public housing that we need, and we are doing other things through Social Security, for example, that will make life more difficult for young people in particular to find accommodation if they get into difficult family or personal circumstances.
So it is important to highlight we're not talking about street sleepers here, we're talking about homelessness in all its guises.
We are. We're wanting to look beyond the terrible circumstances, as you know, that we've had five people who have died sleeping on the streets this year, but we're looking beyond that, and we think it's important to look beyond that because many of the people who are homeless can be you or me. We wouldn't know the individuals from Adam if they walked past us in the street. You know, and that, and Simon Community made the very powerful point that you can be only two pay packets away from finding yourself homeless. The Commission launched last week a series of films on our website about hidden voices, and one of those was a young man who was 18, whose mother died when he was a teenager at aged 14 or 15. He fell out in his relationship with his father. He was at grammar school. His studies were affected, and he ended up homeless. And the point he made was that the people he was living in Simon Community foyer with, if you walked down the street and walked past them, you wouldn't know that they were homeless. And that's one of the issues that we need to highlight in Northern Ireland. We have a lot of people in housing difficulties, and we don't realise that.
Yes, so homelessness includes, or being homeless, includes being in accommodation that isn't your original home.
It includes people, for example, who are living on sofas of friends' houses, who are in kind of transient circumstances. It can be people living in bed and breakfasts or in hostel accommodation. It's people who don't have a stable and settled accommodation, who can't rely on where they're going to be sleeping at night for any kind of decent prolonged period.
Now, it's one thing handing this over to the United Nations, but what can be done?
Well, yes, what the United Nations can do is highlight the issue. They can't solve the issue. That's left to UK government and devolved administrations. So this is one for the Northern Ireland Assembly. The programme for government is out at the moment. One of the indicators is to improve the supply of suitable housing and to bring down the numbers of households who are in what's called housing stress. And the figures that are published in the programme for government show that the numbers are going up. So we have to get this into reverse gear. It means doing a number of things. It means building more houses in the public sector. There's a recognition of how many homes we need to build, and we're way short of that. It means doing things in terms of other things that help prevent people becoming homeless. So it's the wraparound services, it's good mental health services, it's proper support for people with drug and alcohol problems, it's a recognition of support for people when they, and in terms of managing family breakdown, a relationship breakdown, or a marriage breakdown. It's about prevention and it's about cure.
Is the onus, in the way you describe it, ever on the person themselves? Because it's all about assisting, it's all about helping, it's all about handouts, it's all about allowances and services and government doing more. But there's never really a commentary on the individual or the family who find themselves in the position. Could they do more?
Well, there will always be certain circumstances and when that can happen. And I've no difficulty, and neither has the Commission, with the idea that rights in some cases carry with them responsibilities, and the idea that you have some personal responsibility. I'm perfectly comfortable with that, providing that the idea of responsibilities is not used to stifle the rights in the first place. If we haven't got a sufficient supply of housing, it doesn't matter how responsible you are, you're going to perhaps, some people will struggle to find accommodation. And we have to recognize that you can't, people can take responsibility for their lives, but if you have a mental illness, if you have an addiction, if you have family circumstances and family breakdown when you're a teenager, putting all the responsibility on the individual to resolve his or her difficulties is not, in my view, fair. We have, as a society, to recognize we must help all of our citizens, and one of the ways we should do that is to provide some stability. If you haven't got a stable accommodation in which to live in, it becomes much harder to find a job. It becomes much harder to find a GP who will treat you and get you into the health service. So housing and housing stability is a really important building block in order to try and help people get through the difficult circumstances that they face.
Is this problem added to by immigrants coming into Northern Ireland?
No. All of the research has tended to, which are now almost fill a library, has shown that those who come here to look for work are predominantly young people, not entirely, but that the amount that's contributed by way of tax and national insurance payments far outweigh the use of services. The numbers of migrants who are in public housing, for example, is very small indeed. Migrants tend to end up in the private rented sector. This is not an issue of migration and immigration. This is an issue of housing supply and other kinds of support services that need to be in place.
And do you expect to see more houses being built in the public sector?
Well, I'm hopeful that in terms of a recognition of this in the programme for government, that if we want to do something serious around this, then one of the issues we have to deal with is housing supply. Housing supply and building more homes creates more jobs. There are all sorts of really valuable spin-offs, as well as then giving people stability in their lives means they can contribute to Northern Ireland PLC much more effectively.
Okay, Les Allenby, Commissioner, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Yep.
Good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Whatever's on your mind, we are more than happy to hear from you. And of course, we've got a couple of cracking competitions that you can win big on as well. More details coming up here very shortly.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 077 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.